USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Pfizer says a low dose of its COVID vaccine is safe and effective for children ages 5 to 11 and plan to ask the FDA to approve it for that age group soon. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb tells MSNBC that's a pretty good process.
I think in a best case scenario, given, you know, reasonable review period by the agency, if they ultimately determine that the vaccine is demonstrated to be safe and effective for that population, you could see something available by the end of the year. It could slip into 2022.
Those tests showed antibody responses after the second shot. The FBI and Northport police are executing a search warrant at Brian Laundrie's family home in Florida. He is a person of interest in the case of his missing fiancée, Gabby Petito. Laundrie himself also went missing last week. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, a veterinarian physician and founder of Youngevity, great nutritional company, based on 90 for Life. 90 essential nutrients, all vertebrates, whether you're a wombat, an elephant, a giraffe, an ostrich, a human being, a monkey, a cow, a dog, or a cat, doesn't matter. All vertebrates require 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids. They help prevent birth defects. There are no genetic birth defects. That's my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. There are no genetically transmitted diseases. They're all nutritional deficiency diseases. That's what my thesis is in the Smithsonian Institute of Natural Treasure. I want you to get on the 90 for Life program, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, and don't forget the Rebound or Sports Drink. And don't forget, you need your immune system because of all this pandemic virus stuff going around. And so contact us at usaradiohealth.com. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com.